This morning on WCHL, Election Day is upon us, finally. And if the pollsters are to be believed, races are extremely tight all across the country. The Orange County Health Department hopes that a series of locally produced videos will empower citizens to tell each other, you can't smoke here.
Take a deep breath. You smell that? Nope. That's because public places in Orange County are now smoke-free.
And North Carolina starting running back Romar Morris was arrested early Sunday morning in Chapel Hill and charged with a DWI. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. Of course, the polls are open now, have been for an hour and a half, and will remain open until 7:30 tonight. In WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina's volleyball team set a new program high, ranked number 8 now in the updated ABCA Coaches Poll released on Monday. And
Marcus Page has earned first-team All-American, so why is a freshman on the preseason AP team?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06 at WCHL, 39 degrees in Chapel Hill, and the beginning of a really nice day. Lots of sunshine, high today in the low 70s. Election Day is here. Polls have been open for an hour and 36 minutes. If the pollsters are to be believed, races are extremely tight all over the country, so it's very important, if you have not voted during the early voting period, to get out and vote today. Before 7:30 tonight, Republicans will pick up some seats in the U.S. Senate, but it's still unclear how many. Most pollsters say the GOP is likely going to regain control of the Senate from Democrats, and that's far from a sure thing. A lot of eyes right here on North Carolina on that Tom Tillis-Kay Hagan race. The latest surveys from Raleigh-based public policy polling show neck-and-neck races for Senate seats in Georgia, New Hampshire, Kansas, and Iowa. And those are only some of the key seats up for grabs. North Carolina, certainly a key state. Incumbent Senator Kay Hagan appears to be leading her challenger, Republican State House Speaker Tom Tillis, but only by the very narrowest of margins. WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with public policy polling director Tom Jensen about what to expect when those final numbers come in tonight after the polls close.
We're getting very little clarity either in North Carolina or nationally. I would say in North Carolina, the picture is becoming even less clear. For the longest time, it seems like every poll that came out, Kay Hagan was up by 3 or 4 points. Now most of the polls, I would say, are either tied or have Hagan up by 1 point. So it seems like there has been a small but pretty consistent shift in the polls in Tom Tillis's direction. So that makes what was already a very close race even closer.
That is Tom Jensen, public policy polling. And just a comment from him, you can hear the whole interview on our website at chapelboro.com. And Tom Jensen will be joining us in the studio tonight to talk about the election and what it all means. Don't forget to tune in to WCHL after the evening news with Aaron Keck for our live election night coverage. I'll be here along with Aaron and a cast of thousands getting it done for you. We'll be joined by Tom Jensen and other guests. Guest analysts will break down the numbers as they come in. We'll speak with some of the winning candidates in our local races. It all begins after 7 o'clock tonight. You can visit our website, chapelboro.com, for all the election returns. The numbers will be there as soon as they come in tonight as well. So, again, we'll be broadcasting live on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and streaming live on our website from wherever you are. You can listen. And that is, of course, chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. The top candidates in North Carolina's $100 million Senate race, who flooded televisions with messages nonstop for months now, are now emphasizing individual conduct as the deciding factor on Election Day. Lots of times you'll see an ad for one candidate, Tillis, followed by an ad by Hagan, back to back. It's been happening all the time. There were no high-profile political celebrities campaigning with Democratic Senator Kay Hagan or Republican challenger Tom Tillis on yesterday's election eve, after a week that saw Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Mitt Romney, and John McCain all appearing with the candidates. Hagan and Tillis focused instead on efforts by supporters in the campaign's final hours. Hagan visited her Cary field office on Monday morning to encourage workers there to prepare to knock on doors. Tillis visited a GOP campaign site in Cornelius, North Carolina, and made phone calls to voters. Tillis and Hagan running close in the polls. Let me Libertarian candidate Sean Hawke could be a spoiler. All those millions of dollars that have been spent on campaign ads, not just the campaign spending that money, lots of outside groups coming in here and spending scads of money, and that is what has made watching television almost unbearable these days. Finally, it all comes to an end today, Election Day. Polls open right now, and they will remain open until 7:30 tonight. After months of politics and endless stream of campaign ads and more than $100 million in spending just on this Senate race alone, Election Day 2014 is finally here. Go to our website, find your polling place if you don't know, and download a sample ballot for your precinct. You can also get a link to a page of frequently asked questions from the State Board of Election. If you have any issues at the polls today, call the nonpartisan National Election Hotline at 1-866-OUR-VOTE or 1-888-VEYVOTA. Now, can't absorb all that, I'm sure, but we have it on our website. Look for the story on our website. The UNC Center for Civil Rights is hosting the NEH's North Carolina Call Center. Remember, you don't need a photo ID to vote this year, but you will need one in 2016. But today, you won't need it. Precinct workers will ask if you have an ID just to make sure you're ready for the next election cycle, just to get into the habit of making sure you have it with you. Visit chapelboro.com on election night for the latest returns as they come in. WCHL will be hosting live election coverage as we always do tonight after the evening news. We'll start with continuous coverage at 7 o'clock tonight. Now, there is other news to consider this morning. At last night's Chapel Hill Town Council meeting, the council unanimously voted to create a development agreement to move toward developing the Obie Creek property just south of town. The developer, however, expressed some major concerns.
I'm a little troubled that we're going to do this, and yet at the same time, you're going to begin looking at a process of developing your own property.
That is Roger Perry, president of East West Partners Management Company. The company will soon negotiate with Chapel Hill on the terms of building a multi-use development across from Southern Village. The proposed Obie Creek development, Ben Perry, finance director of East West Partners, said Roger Perry is troubled because the town is asking East West Partners to pay for road improvements costing millions of dollars, which will increase the value of the town-owned park and ride lot across the street. Ben Perry expressed concern after council members discussed the possibility of finding a developer for the park and ride lot property. Perry said this situation introduces a conflict of interest into the negotiation process.
I just throw that out as something for consideration.
That's Roger Perry again, and here's Mayor Mark Kleinsmith's response.
Well, thank you. And I actually was wondering when you were going to notice that. I mean, I just say.
I've noticed it for some time. I didn't realize you were going to go quite this far.
In response to Roger Perry, Kleinsmith said cameras will record and broadcast each meeting, and East West Partners can remind council members of this potential conflict. He also said this is an example of the council navigating multiple issues at the same time. The town owns the park and ride lot property, but the Maryland-based company Caves Valley Partners owns the Obie Creek property. During the public comment period, resident Amy Ryan said the development ought to be well connected to other parts of Chapel Hill, and it should not negatively impact traffic on side roads near the development. She also said the development should prioritize affordable housing.
Obie Creek will be worth it if it achieves some important town goals. For example, this is a great spot for moderate-priced housing. The area has plenty of high-priced single-family homes already. Let's ask for units that cater to UNC employees who can then bike or take the bus to work.
Affordable housing will be one of the discussion topics of the council's next special meeting. This meeting focused on Obie Creek will be held November 13th at Chapel Hill Town Hall. You can find this story on chapelboro.com. The Orange County Health Department hopes that a series of locally produced videos will empower citizens to tell each other, you can't smoke here. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Take a deep breath. You smell that? Nope. That's because public places in Orange County are now smoke-free.
That message, delivered by one actor to another as they walk together down Chapel Hill's Franklin Street, begins one of five videos produced by a contracted videographer for Orange County. Public Information Officer Stacy Shelp of the Orange County Health Department said that one goal of the videos, now posted on the Orange County website, is to show people how to say no to other people smoking. That can be awkward.
Whether it's mom on the playground or the person on the street or the shop owner or county employee to county employee or town employees.
Another goal is to get the videos out there.
We would love them to go as viral as as they can. We are encouraging the different towns, municipalities, police departments, etc., to share them, to have them on their website.
On October 24, 2012, then-Chair Tony Whitaker signed the Orange County Board of Health rule that bans smoking in public places and in county and town buildings, grounds, and vehicles. The 11-page document lays out all the affected places, including bus stops, sidewalks, and polling places, and cites North Carolina statutes authorizing local governments to enforce rules on government property and rules that protect public health. Since then, errant public smokers may have encountered a red-vested smoking response team of health department workers and citizen volunteers accompanied by a police officer, there to remind everybody that Orange County strives to be smoke-free. The SRT is scheduled to patrol Franklin Street today. Information about the smoking ban is available on the Orange County Visitors Bureau site. You can find a link to that in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As we have mentioned so many times already this morning, the polls have been open since 6:30 this morning and will remain open until 7:30 p.m. With Election Day upon us, everybody in North Carolina seems to have his or her own opinion about where things stand now and how they got here. But one former UNC history professor is answering that question by looking back through our state's history. Jim Lutze is an emeritus professor of history at the University of North Carolina and the former chancellor at UNC Wilmington. He's recently published a book called Entering North Carolina, Set Clocks Back 100 Years, not his original title.
I am very unhappy about what's going on in North Carolina currently. I told my publisher that I wanted to title the book, I'm Mad as Hell and I Want My State Back.
Lutze's book is a journey through 19th and 20th century North Carolina politics, tracing the political ancestry of our leading public figures today. But it's also a book with an agenda. Lutze says North Carolina thrived in the 20th century because it was controlled by progressives in both parties. But that is no longer the case today.
I don't care what party it is. I don't care whether it's a Jim Holzhauser-type Republican Party or a Jim Hunt Democratic Party. Any party that wants to return to the moderate course of North Carolina, support education, support the environment, support reasonable rules and laws as far as building and pollution and other things, I'm for them.
Again, that is Professor Jim Lutze. The name of the book is Entering North Carolina, Set Clocks Back 100 Years. You can find the book at local bookstores. It was published earlier in the year. WCHL News Time, 8:16. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Northbound Fordham Boulevard, seeing some crowded conditions now from Greensboro Street through Manning Drive. 40 eastbound also picking up. A little busy now from 54 to the Durham Freeway. And if you're heading towards Raleigh, also slowing from Harrison Avenue through Wade. Northbound Durham Freeway, expect some slowing conditions from Ellis Road through Austin Avenue. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Extremely well done.
Oh, thanks.
And now a word from the Carolina Inn. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine, which Nikki Morse is all about. And pretty soon she'll be eating a meal there, too.
Sure. I sure hope so. It sounds so good.
It is. And the chef, James Clark, is pretty amazing, too. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Cruisers. And it looks like this, 38 degrees in Chapel Hill, a lot of sunshine today. High today in the low 70s, tonight partly cloudy, not as cool in the middle 40s. Tomorrow partly sunny with a high in the low 70s. Chance of rain developing later in the week. Tomorrow night late, it'll start to get cloudy, but let's not worry about that right now. Today, all day, really nice weather for Election Day. Hope you get out there and cast your vote if you haven't already. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go.
Jones Angel.
I think you sound younger on FM, Ron. Do you think this is the case, too? I think you sound like a young man.
News around town this morning. Congratulations to Chapel Hill resident Callie Brawl. I hope I'm saying her name correctly. The co-founder of A Ban Against Neglect and now the recipient of UNC's Distinguished Young Alumni Award. UNC's General Alumni Association gives the Distinguished Young Alumni Award each year for accomplished UNC grads under the age of 40. Rowell certainly qualifies, beginning with the $15,000 grant. She and her co-founders have grown a Ban Against Neglect into a $400,000 a year operation that helps women in Ghana rise out of poverty by making purses and other garments out of discarded plastic water bottles. Rowell was one of three recipients of this year's Distinguished Young Alumni Award. The other two are Morrisville Dr. Rajesh Panjabi, the founder of Last Mile Health, and Lieutenant Colonel Richard Martin of Fort Riley, Kansas, the first officer from UNC's Army ROTC program to become a battalion commander. You can get all of our News Around Town stories on our website, chapelboro.com. Time now for championship sports. WCHL. North Carolina's starting running back, Romar Morris, was arrested early Sunday morning in Chapel Hill, charged with a DWI. Morris is 22 years old. He was arrested at 4:12 a.m., booked by the Chapel Hill Police Department. Morris was released at 5:30 in the morning and a written promise to appear in court. The junior football player recorded his 11th start for the Tar Heels in Saturday's loss down at Miami. But start number 12 will not come against Pittsburgh. That's because UNC head coach Larry Fedora has already announced on Monday that Morris has been suspended for Carolina's next game, which is not until a week from Saturday. In a statement, Fedora said, quoting here, "We hold our players accountable for their actions, and when a player makes a poor decision, he must face the consequences. I'm hopeful Romar will learn from his mistake and make better decisions in the future." Morris is scheduled to appear in court November 13th at 9 a.m. The North Carolina volleyball team is now ranked number 8 in the country in the updated AVCA coaches poll released yesterday. That's the highest it's ever been ranked. The 18-2 Tar Heels are in the midst of an historic season and show no signs of slowing down at all. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
Head coach Joe Segula has seen it all on the volleyball court. He's been in the business for 34 seasons, 24 of them at Carolina. But in the past 2 years, his squad has enjoyed record-breaking success. His number 8 Tar Heels have now been ranked for 26 straight weeks, the longest streak in program history. Assistant coach Eve Rackham says last Friday's dominant 3-0 sweep of Miami shows the team is peaking at the right time, with postseason play less than a month away.
Really, really good team win. I think the best our two outside hitters have played together in a couple matches, so it was nice to see them really score for us. We did a really, really good job siding out. Transition game wasn't as strong as I would like it to be, as we've been practicing, but I think that in terms of siding out, that's one of the best matches we've had all year.
Junior Lee Andrew stands out for the Tar Heels. Andrew had 15 kills and 9 digs in the Miami win. Coach Rackham says Andrew's versatility makes her a dynamic teammate and has helped her emerge as one of the best athletes on the UNC roster.
You know, Lee is such a talented player. I think the more she believes she's talented, she's only going to get better. She can really do everything for us. She passes half the court. You know, she's back there playing middle back defense and taking back row swings, taking front row swings. She's one of our best blockers. You know, she does so much for us that I think sometimes she gets even undervalued because of just the sheer amount of swings she has to take and responsibility she's got every match.
Andrew identifies accurate serving as the key to Carolina's chances moving forward. With a 9-1 mark in the ACC, it's hard to imagine there's much room for improvement. But Andrew says a clean serving day takes the Tar Heels to another level.
Such a crisp game, and we really were locked in all three sets, and we left it all out on the court. In the second set, our service errors were like huge. We had none. In the first set, we had 7, and the second set, it was none. And I think when we serve in and serve aggressive, it just brings a good vibe to our team.
Junior Paige Noonfelt says Andrew is critical to Carolina's success and believes the Miami win will give the team even more confidence. The Hurricanes were a formidable opponent, with their lone ACC losses going into the UNC match coming to number 25 Duke and number 3 Florida State.
Lee played great. She had so many awesome shots, and she was just tearing apart their defense. Miami is a really tough team. They're going to be up there in the conference, and their only losses are to Duke and Florida State, so we knew coming in it was going to be a really tough match, and really happy we could come out and win that 3-0. It was pretty impressive.
Next up for the surging Tar Heel volleyballers, who have only dropped a pair of sets in their last 7 conference matches, will be a road trip up to Chestnut Hill to take on the Boston College Eagles Friday night at 7 p.m. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL
Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Marcus Paige has earned first-team All-American, so why is a freshman on the preseason AP team? This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. From a scrawny freshman who was supposed to play backup to Kendall Marshall, Marcus Paige has been a joy to watch grow in physique, stature, and stardom. Paige garnered the most votes on the Associated Press preseason All-American team with fellow juniors Montrezl Harrell of Louisville and Wichita State's Fred Van Fleet. They, along with Wisconsin senior Frank Kaminsky, have all played their way onto the most prestigious preseason team. The fifth pick is Duke freshman and high school superstar Jahiel Okafor, who is the third freshman in 5 years to make the AP's top five. He joins Carolina's Harrison Barnes in 2011 and Andrew Wiggins of Kansas last season as the only first-team college All-Americans who have never played a college game. That is silly and patently unfair to the kids who have played their way into the recognition. Roy Williams was highly critical of Barnes being so selected, not because he didn't believe his first freshman from Ames, Iowa wasn't a first-class prospect, but because he earned his bones against high school players who he was bigger and better than. And while Barnes was an NBA first-round pick as a sophomore, he never quite lived up to the unfair hype in college. Even Wiggins, who was the first pick in the NBA draft as a freshman, made only second-team All-American in his one season at Kansas. Barnes, too, never made first-team. Paige, also from Ames, Iowa, has proven his mettle in the college game, leading a scoring challenge UNC team last season to 24 wins and back to the NCAA tournament. His second-half scoring spurts and wins over Kentucky, NC State, and Michigan State became almost legendary and demonstrated his 6'1 size was no handicap in the college game. Paige will be surrounded by a much better, deeper lineup this season and won't have to score as much to be just as good of a player. Okafor's selection to the AP team, like Barnes and Wiggins, is all on hype. The 6'10 aircraft carrier from Chicago dominated the high school game and was the consensus pick as the number one prep player in the country. Yet, like Jabari Parker struggled at times, especially on defense, freshman Okafor will face double-teaming Duke opponents as big or bigger. Carolina's Justin Jackson, a 6'8 swing player who was co-MVP with Okafor in the McDonald's All-Star game, has just as good a chance to be the best freshman in the ACC without all the hype. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
WCHL sat down with Mariana Fiorentina, Tom Wiltberger, and Kara Pittman, owners of Terra Nova Global Properties.
Our brokers are full-time and experienced. We're local with a deep commitment to this community.
We're results-driven for both sellers and buyers.
We don't want you to worry about anything, so we handle every detail. Before we list,
we fix,
feng shui,
and stage your home.
We will get you to the closing table.
Stress-free.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Focused on you.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. With the UPS Store Small Business Mailbox Services, your business will have a real street address, package acceptance from all carriers, and the convenience of 24-hour access and call-in mail check. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is John Nieder, Cedars member since 2006. Here's what John had to say.
One of the greatest assets that Cedars has are the members. The members have varied backgrounds. They're very interesting. They're very friendly. And we provide support for each other. Also, we socialize with our fellow members at dinner time. And it's great to have dinner with different people, talk about different subjects that they're interested in, that we're interested in. So the socialization that's provided by sharing dinners together is a wonderful feature of Cedars. Another aspect of Cedars that we like very much is the support. We feel the support is there in case we need it. Just knowing that it's there is very reassuring.
Thanks, John. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Don't miss the Murphy School Radio Show, Saturday, November 8th at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. A celebration of wit, lit, and music with some of the best writers and musicians in the Triangle. Special guest, Clyde Edgerton, and folk singer, Cy Khan, with jazz favorite, Lois Deloach. Proceeds benefit Student U in Durham and Empowerment, Inc. The Murphy School Radio Show is a project of the Shared Visions Foundation. Join us for some good old-fashioned fun and reserve your seats at murphyschoolradio.net.
829 at WCHL.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance. Submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes. Rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by the Murphy School Radio Show. It is 38 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for lots of sunshine today. Really nice day for Election Day. Couldn't be better. Our high today in the low 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, not as cool, with a low in the middle 40s. And then tomorrow, another really nice day. Partly sunny with a high in the low 70s. We'll get some clouds coming in here late tomorrow night, but chance of scattered showers probably after midnight tomorrow night. But between now and then, it's really going to be nice. Perfect weather for getting out to the polls today, if you haven't done so already. The Murphy School Radio Show returns on Saturday with great music, comedy, readings, and good old-fashioned fun. Reserve your seats at murphyschoolradio.net. That's murphyschoolradio.net. Murphy School Radio, a celebration of wit, lit, and music. Hey, listen, if you haven't voted already, please get to the polls today. Polls will be open tonight until 7:30.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Only about 2 out of 5 eligible voters tend to vote in midterm elections. How do you size up things on this election day?
I'm tired of paying taxes. That's the only way the Democrats know how to run things.
That man in Connecticut says this woman who says this is key.
The economy. I think it's doing okay. It could be better.
Democrat Dan Malloy in a tight race to keep his job as Connecticut governor. Control of the Senate in play today. Pollster Frank Luntz on CBS This Morning.
Republicans are in danger of losing several major gubernatorial races today. And so while I am convinced that they will win the Senate, I think that Florida, for example, could go Democrat, and that's significant.
As for control of the House,
Republicans are 9 seats away, which I think they could get to tonight, 9 seats away from having the biggest majority since 1946.
In general, where is voter sentiment?
CBS did a poll, and they asked the question, is this election about Barack Obama, for him or against him? And a plurality said it's not about Obama at all. In the work that we've done, it's actually an anti-Washington vote.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 38 degrees in Chapel Hill. Really nice sunny day. I'm Rod Stutz. Well, it's finally here after all the buildup, all the anticipation. Election Day is upon us, and if the pollsters are to be believed, races are extremely tight all across the nation. Republicans are going to pick up some seats in the U.S. Senate, but it's still unclear how many. Most pollsters say the GOP is likely going to regain control of the Senate from Democrats, but that's actually far from a sure thing. A lot of eyes right here on North Carolina. The latest surveys from Raleigh-based Public Policy Polling show neck-and-neck races for Senate seats in Georgia, New Hampshire, Kansas, and Iowa. Those are only some of the key seats up for grabs. North Carolina really in the national spotlight. That race between incumbent Senator Kay Hagan appears to be leading her challenger, Republican State House Speaker Tom Tillis, but only by a very narrow margin. WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with Public Policy Polling Director Tom Jensen about what to expect when the final numbers come in tonight.
We're getting very little clarity either in North Carolina or nationally. I would say in North Carolina, the picture is becoming even less clear. For the longest time, it seemed like every poll that came out, Kay Hagan was up by 3 or 4 points. Now most of the polls, I would say, are either tied or have Hagan up by 1 point. So it seems like there has been a small but pretty consistent shift in the polls in Tom Tillis's direction. So that makes what was already a very close race even closer. I'm going to be pretty surprised on election night if either candidate ends up winning the North Carolina Senate race. I've been saying all year I'd be surprised if either candidate wins by more than 2 points. I'm sort of getting to the point where I'll be surprised if either candidate wins by more than 1 point. I think it's just going to be an incredibly close election, and we may not even know on election night who won the North Carolina Senate race.
I was going to ask if that means that we're going to be looking at a long, drawn-out vote count if we're not going to know until Wednesday or even later than that.
Yeah, there's definitely a good chance of that. I mean, there's always the chance that the polls are wrong and one of the candidates does end up winning by a clear margin. I mean, even if somebody won by 2.5 points, that would be pretty clear on election night. But I think there is a very good possibility that this is going to end up in the less than 1 point range. And at that point, it could be a little while.
Which means that turnout, of course, makes all the difference in the world. I know Orange County turnout has been rather high, especially compared to the last midterm in 2010, and we all know how that one ended up.
Yeah, the early voting statewide has definitely been good for Democrats. I think it's always good to be cautious about reading too much into the early vote numbers, because we do just have a pretty clear division here now in North Carolina, where Democrats are a lot more likely to vote early and Republicans are a lot more likely to vote on election day. So I think you'll see this Democratic advantage certainly shrink quite a bit when we get to the actual election day. But what it does mean is there's really no doubt Kay Hagan's going to have a double-digit lead banked even before election day comes, and Tom Tillis is going to really have to be counting on a big turnout on election day to sort of overcome the deficit that's been built up for him during the early voting period. So I remember joking about this in 2008, but it sort of came true. Barack Obama had a big early voting lead in North Carolina, but it was clear that Republicans were going to catch up quite a bit on election day. And I remember saying at the time, Democrats should root for rain, because if it rains and Republicans are less likely to get out and vote, that's why it's good to have those early votes in the bank. And as it turned out, it did rain, and Barack Obama won the state by 14,000 votes. I mean, it was about as close as it possibly could have been.
Now, we're speaking with Tom Jensen, Director of Public Policy Polling, and sort of taking a look at the national picture. I know there's a lot of other races out there in the country for the Senate, governor's races, races for the U.S. House of Representatives that are just as close, if not closer, than North Carolina's Senate race. But any projection as to where the U.S. Senate and also where the U.S. House of Representatives is going to end up after Tuesday?
Yeah, I think the one thing there probably is a consensus about is that Republicans not only will keep control of the U.S. House, but they'll also gain some seats, Democrats sort of having to defend in tougher places than the Republicans this year. The Senate picture is just unbelievably muddled. In addition to North Carolina, we've done polls in the last week that showed the Democratic and Republican candidates in either 1 point of each other or tied in Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Georgia. I mean, there's just such a long list of races that are so incredibly close that it makes it hard to say what's going to happen. I mean, I think that if the close races split evenly, the Republicans will get control of the Senate, because almost all of these close races are places where Democrats are having to defend seats. But what it also means when they're all that close, and also when Democrats sort of are known to be better at getting out the vote than Republicans are and having a better field operation, it's possible all five of those races that are within a point right now could all go Democratic. And
that is Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling. There's a lot more to that interview. You can get it on our website at chapelboro.com. And don't forget, tune in to WCHL after our evening news tonight for our live election night coverage. We'll be joined by Tom Jensen along with other guest analysts, and we'll break down the numbers as they come in. We'll speak with some of the winning candidates also in our local races. It all begins after 7 o'clock tonight. Polls close at 7:30. Go to our website, chapelboro.com, for all the election returns as they come in tonight as well. You can listen on 97.9 FM, 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live on chapelboro.com. After months and months of politicking, an endless stream of campaign ads, and more than $100 million in spending just on the Senate race alone, Election Day finally here. Visit our website to find your polling place if you don't know, and download a sample ballot for your precinct. Take a look at it before you actually go to the polls. You can also get a link to a page of frequently asked questions from the State Board of Elections. If you have any issues at the polls today, call the nonpartisan National Election Hotline. The UNC Center for Civil Rights is hosting the NEH's North Carolina Call Center. We have that those numbers in this story on our website. Remember, you don't need a photo ID to vote this year. You will need one in 2016, but you don't need it today. Maybe a little confusion about that. Precinct workers will ask you if you have an ID just to make sure that you're ready for the next election cycle when that rolls around, but you don't have to show a photo ID today. Visit chapelbrew.com on election night for the latest returns as they come in. WCHL will host live election coverage tonight after the evening news. I'll be here along with Aaron and a whole lot of other folks. So hope you will be here with us for that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for Adopt a Pet. Katie McClure is here from Paws Forever. And Adopt a Pet is made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Every Tuesday at Wolfgang, it's Teacher Appreciation Day. So teachers, visit them at Metamont today for discounts on retail and grooming, plus a free treat with a purchase. Wolfgang Chapel Hill supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet. And I got to get a picture with this dog. This dog is—he's incredible. He's great.
He is indeed.
Yeah.
I am traveling today with Sorcerer.
Sorcerer.
Who is one of the most handsome beasties you will see.
He is
amazing. He is a shepherd retriever mix.
I love this guy.
Big.
Yeah.
They refer to him at work as a gentle giant.
He's a big boy.
He's big.
How much do you think he weighs?
Well, actually, he's pretty lean.
Yeah.
He's long and lean, but tall. So mm-hmm. I have to guess maybe 75 to 80 pounds. I'm not quite sure, but he's not super heavy and bulky, but he is. He has a big head.
He's an impressive looking guy.
Very, very handsome.
No question. What's the story on Sorcerer?
Well, he has kind of a funny story. He
really?
Is probably about 2 years old, we're guessing.
Uh-huh.
Running stray and hungry in Chatham County.
Oh,
okay, sad, sad thing. However, this dog was apprehended after he walked straight into Walmart. Walked into Walmart, cruising around looking for the dog department.
Maybe he needed to do a little shopping.
Yeah, well, he did. He was hungry.
Uh-huh.
So he was looking for something to eat, no doubt. And he got apprehended in Walmart and taken into custody. And then he ends up, you know, by our usual process, he ends up with Paws Forever.
Uh-huh.
And we will certainly find him a home. You know, the whole idea is get this dog a good home. And he is really a lovely critter. He looks like he'd be, you know, scary and frightening, but he actually is a wonderful dog.
Really
he gets
gentle.
Along. Yes, he's really popular with our volunteers.
Do you get along with other dogs?
He's pretty mellow with other dogs.
How about cats?
Cats, I don't know. We do have cats out there. We haven't given him the opportunity to socialize with cats yet, but we can try to find that out in a safe way if people are interested in Sorcerer.
How about small children?
He'll be fine with small children, except if he were to bump into them. Like a little kid that's a little unstable on his feet, this might not be the right dog because he's just so big.
He's a big guy.
Sorcerer,
about 2 years old, huh? So he's
That's our best guess.
Yeah.
You know, we have to just try to figure it out when they come in as strays. But he has quite a wonderful personality, and he is a looker, Ron. This is the kind of dog that he's just stunning in terms of looks, and he's kind of got a reddish, he's tan reddish color, with beautiful shepherd markings in the face.
Yeah, he looks like, you look at his face, he looks a lot like a German Shepherd.
He does.
But he's got other stuff in there, which...
Yeah, and he did quite well riding over in my tiny Subaru. He filled up the whole back of that Subaru, and he rode quite well. So that's another plus when they like to go on a little adventure.
He's a very settled guy. I mean, he's...
Yeah, and he strolled right into your building here.
Yeah.
Walked right up and loves your staff. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. I saw him right away. I thought, whoa, now that's a dog I like right there. And Katie is always enthusiastic when she brings these pets in here. But,
yes. It's quite the trip in more ways than one to come over here, Ron.
But you never
know what's going to happen.
I could see this one right away. You had an extra smile on your face.
Yeah. It's fun when they're this big.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
And I'm a sucker for big dogs. So.
Well, he's going to take a good picture with you, Ron.
Yeah, he is.
Really?
And we're going to find him a good home, that's for sure. No question. Candy, thank you for coming in. If folks want to find out more about Paws Forever, how do they do that?
Well, certainly if they want to meet Sorcerer in person, we would welcome visitors. We, you know, anytime we're open, just come on out and you can walk through the kennels and we can do a staff supervised visit with this dog or any dog, really. Mm-hmm. Plus, just visit the website. You'll see all the story behind every animal.
Yeah.
Pawsforever.org.
And you guys have a great website, too.
Yeah, and remember, we have cats, too. We have a whole bunch of cats in free-running cat rooms, and we have a super fun kitten room.
Yeah.
And we have laser pointers.
And you
so
can...
even if you're not necessarily thinking of committing to an animal right now, come out to Paws Forever and check it out, because it's kind of an upbeat, fun place to visit. It's not depressing at all. It's quite a fun place.
And you can also find Katie in the middle of all those animals lots of times.
Yeah, well, usually I'm out in the big field with one of them, like this one. We run him in the field. It's quite a blast.
Big dog. Yeah. Listen, thanks a lot for coming in, and always good to see you.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks as always, Ron. You guys do great things for us. We truly appreciate it. And Sorcerer is having a good time. I can tell he's like loving life.
Now, this is a name that you guys gave him, right?
Yes. He came in, I think, very near Halloween, if not on. I don't know if it was on Halloween, but they named them all after different Halloween-type things.
There just happens to be a great song by Stevie Nicks called Sorcerer, which I love.
There we go. You can sing it to him, Ron.
Yeah, exactly. So, listen, thanks for coming. And you're right. I got to get my picture taken with this guy.
You do, yes.
Yeah, and then we'll both be up for adoption. Oh, man. Adopt a Pet brought to you by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. And Katie McClure, thank you so much. Again, that website is pawsforever.org. That is P-A-W-S, the number 4, ever. All one word, .org.
Yep, that's right.
845 at WCHL.
What's more rock and roll than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? The Chapel Hill Carborough Business Hall of Fame. On November 13th, join the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce for this gala event and induction ceremony that will recognize the true rock and roll stars of our business community, whose excellence in business management and courageous thinking has made a positive and lasting impact on our community. The Hall of Fame Gala, a black tie celebration, is November 13th at the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill. Visit carolinachamber.org to buy your tickets today.
Tired of taking your car to the dealer for service? Long waits, always being asked to buy parts you don't really need, and expensive. Well, F&F Automotive has you covered. Newly renovated with state-of-the-art equipment, F&F Automotive is an official North Carolina inspection station, and our friendly staff of ASC-certified technicians offer a full service of routine maintenance and advanced repair needs for all makes and models. Fast, friendly, affordable, convenient, and local. Visit fnfauto.com or stop by and see us at 107 West Weaver Street in Carborough.
Now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Well, it's finally out there, the whole dirty story for the entire world to see. It cost a couple of $1 million and years of media attention for the University of North Carolina to admit what everyone knew. So I have been waiting for the thanks and apology to Mary Willingham, who is a real hero. Like all whistleblowers, she was maligned, her character was assassinated, her academic integrity was impugned, and everyone from deans to sports writers joined in. I think UNC and the community owes a big thank you to Mary. And if UNC had paid attention and followed up on her clarion call that something was not right, it could have spared itself years of embarrassment and shame. Our beloved President Friday would be so saddened that the work he did to warn against the corruption of big-time athletics had so profoundly tarnished his university. So Mary, from me, if no one else, thank you for uncovering this miserable chapter in our fine university's history. And I apologize on behalf of all who should do so for the harassment you have received over your valuable contribution to our university. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanksgiving brunch at the Carolina Inn. This Thanksgiving, experience a family gathering filled with traditional holiday fare, artfully prepared by Carolina Crossroads' talented culinary team. Enjoy a spectacular Thanksgiving Day brunch with those that mean the most, and let executive chef James Clark help the cooks in your kitchen take the morning off. Carolina Crossroads is now accepting reservations on the half hour for seatings 11 a.m. until 4. Visit carolinainn.com for more information and reserve your space now for Thanksgiving Day brunch at Carolina Crossroads.
At Best Tile, we are a local store with a global selection. Local, as we are a family business conveniently located just down the road at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, where our team of in-house designers are ready to assist in finding the tile and stone that's right for you. And global, as we are one of the largest importers of tile and stone in the nation, with a focus on premier products from countries like Spain, Italy, and the U.S., where you are assured products are created responsibly. Local store, global selection, Best Tile. Stop by and see us on Garrett Road or find us online at besttile.com.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at weaverstreetrealty.com.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and Nikki Morse is here to tell you about what's happening in the roadways. Love that dog.
Oh, you need to take that one home. He's sweet. Oh, I love him. If I didn't have three poos at home, I would get him myself.
I'm a sucker for big dogs, and he's a big one. He's a really nice one, too.
Oh, yeah, pretty.
Oh, boy. Some thinking to do on that one.
I'm going to talk you into it before the end of the morning.
What's happening on the roadways?
Well, just some busy traffic. 40 eastbound from 54 to the Durham Freeway. A little crowded in spots. Northbound Durham Freeway still a little bit slow as you make your way into downtown Durham between Ellis Road and Austin Avenue. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Hey, listen, good job all morning long. Thank you. Thank you very much for being here.
Hey, anytime.
And Nikki Morse, everybody, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listen to that crowd.
Oh, that's amazing.
You'll be back tomorrow morning, of course. Well, no, you won't be here tomorrow. Will you?
I'm going to my father's retirement from the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta.
So Aaron Keck will be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Centers for Disease Control.
Yes, he's been there over 30 years.
Wow.
I know. It's been a long time.
Yeah, well, have a safe trip.
Thank you.
And we'll be listening for your news updates throughout the day today.
Okay.
And we'll see you back on Monday?
Friday.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be here.
Good deal. Thanks very much. And this look at traffic on WCHL has been brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. And the beautiful garden patio is open now. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too. Great restaurant, Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather presented by the Murphy School Radio Show. 38 degrees, mostly sunshine today, high today in the low 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, not as cool with a low in the middle 40s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, we'll start to get some clouds late, but between now and then, really, really great weather. So nothing really all that much to worry about. The Murphy School Radio Show returns on Saturday. Great music, comedy, readings, and good old-fashioned fun. Reserve your seats at murphyschoolradio.net. Murphy School Radio, a celebration of wit, lit, and music. 852 at WCHL, and we are in the last week now of our biggest contest of the year at WCHL. Do you have your passport ready? It's the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway, presented by Continental Tire. WCHL and Chapelboro are going to take you and a guest to see the Carolina basketball team play in the 2014 Battle for Atlantis, November 26th through 28th. The winner will spend Thanksgiving on Paradise Island in the Bahamas and get great seats to 3 UNC tournament games. Watch the Tar Heels play and enjoy your stay in the Bahamas. Now we'll be taking an entry right now for our last weekly finalist here on the WCHL Morning News. And if you are caller number 9, your name will go on that list. Caller number 9, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now. Get yourself involved in the contest. Caller number 9, 919-929-WCHL.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. and they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Vitale from All About Insurance Nationwide in Chapel Hill. We have products for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and we can save you money at the same time. We also have the absolute lowest rates in the Triangle for young drivers. Call us today at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard and let one of our experienced agents give you a free consultation. We know all about insurance, so you don't have to.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickies.com and we will have it ready for you to take out with 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
Hey, thanks for all the phone calls. I couldn't get to them all, and I apologize for that. But Jennifer Galassi was our ninth caller. Jennifer Galassi, congratulations. Your name goes on the list, and we will be having another drawing, our next drawing from the WCHL Morning News qualifiers on Thursday morning, and we'll find out if you are a finalist, and you will be invited to the big finale at R&R Grill. Again, Jennifer Galassi, congratulations. Thanks to all those other callers. And, you know, when I get to the eighth caller or whatever, I say, you're the eighth caller, and the person on the other end will go, oh, man, you know, I barely missed it. But Jennifer Galassi is the one who got in, and Aaron will be doing it again this afternoon on WCHL during the WCHL Evening News. And go to our best thing to do is go to our website, chapelboro.com, read all about the contest there, get all the details, and get all 30 sponsor locations where you can go and register. That is the important thing. You can register at each one of those 30 sponsor locations once a week, and we're in the last week of the contest now, so time is running out. If you're not in this contest yet, better hurry and get there. All right. One more thing for you to win this morning. It has nothing to do with the Bahamas, but it is the word of the day. What is the word? It's actually a phrase today. And 919-929-WCHL, same number, your number to call. If you know what it is, if you can spell it, and if you know what it means, call right now. You get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. This is all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. And your number to call, once again, Wayne's word of the day, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Coach Ray Frederick founded the Bouncing Bulldogs over 27 years ago. The Bulldogs are an internationally renowned world champion jump rope team known pretty much all over the world. Coach Frederick is today's WCHL hometown hero.
I just kind of take it for granted that everybody knows about the Bouncing Bulldogs. Seven-time Grand National champions, 2014 world champions, all because of this guy right here and all the kids who participate in the program. This past weekend here in Chapel Hill, the Bouncing Bulldogs hosted the 25th International Jump Rope Spectacular, all culminating in a big show on the stage at the Carolina Theater in Durham.
The 25th anniversary of the North Carolina Rope Skipping Workshop. Started this workshop 25 years ago. We wanted to create an event for boys and girls across North Carolina where they could develop their fitness, at the same time challenge obesity. But lo and behold, now it has turned into an international spectacular. We have jumpers from France, Japan, and jumpers from throughout the United States. Probably the top 30 jumpers in the world. We have a workshop at East Chapel High School for a big barbecue dinner at the Armory downtown Durham. The top 30 jumpers in the world performing at the Carolina Theater in a packed house.
If you've never seen the Bouncing Bulldogs perform or all these other wonderful performers from all the world, you really are in for a treat. You guys put on a great
show.
Well, thank you so much, Ron. You've been a great supporter. If you think about 25 years, the number of boys and girls we have touched in this community because of this very special sport, and it is a sport.
The Bouncing Bulldogs is a great program for kids age 6 all the way up to 22, designed so that the older kids teach the younger ones, and their tradition continues. There are hundreds of boys and girls who've been taking advantage of this program over the last 27 years. It started out small. Now there are so many, not only learning rope jumping skills, but they're all encouraged to make good grades in school or they can't participate. And more than that, they learn how to compete within a team, make lasting relationships, and win world championships. Once again, if somebody wants to find out more about the Bouncing Bulldogs and about the sport in general, how do they do that?
Well, all they have to do is go to the Bouncing Bulldogs website at bouncingbulldogs.org, and you can learn all about the program.
The best way to find out about this great sport is to just go see the show.
That is correct.
And you'll have all the information there, but you can visualize it. You can't possibly understand how good the show is until you're actually there seeing it.
Well, that is correct, Ron.
It's all because of Ray Frederick, who started it all 27 years ago. Ray Frederick is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
It's 9 o'clock. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Voting is underway from coast to coast now in an election that could rearrange the political landscape in Washington. Republicans need to pick up half a dozen seats to win the Senate. Arkansas's Mark Pryor is one of the Democrats battling to hang on.
You're tired of the gridlock in Washington. You're tired of the bickering. And if you feel like no one is listening to you up there, then you need to vote for me.
This is Steve Futterman in Louisville. By the end of the day, this man could be on his way to become Senate Majority Leader.
These people need to be stopped.
Mitch McConnell is expected to win his re-election bid against Democrat Allison Grimes. The bigger question is, will McConnell also be on his way to leading the Senate? McConnell crisscrossed Kentucky yesterday, acting as if victory is assured.
Victory is in the air. We're going to bring it home.
I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Washington. If Republicans take control of both houses of Congress, there will be differences.
The Senate will not be as conservative as the House Republicans.
So compromises would have to be made, CBS News senior political editor Steve Chigara says.
But I think you'll see them actually passing things that will try to, in their words, correct what the president has done.
On the health care law, tax reform, and financial regulation, among other things. Frank?
A drug that's been around for decades could save the lives of tens of thousands of heroin addicts. Live to CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker.
The generic drug naloxone counters overdoses of heroin and many prescription opiates. A trial program in Scotland cut overdose deaths in half, and the World Health Organization says it could prevent 20,000 deaths a year in the U.S. Although early versions could only be administered by injection, there's now an effective nasal spray, which means it could, and the WHO says should, be in all medicine chests where a household member is known to use legal or illegal drugs. Frank?
Two nuclear missile commanders have been fired into third was disciplined for alleged lapses at two Air Force bases. Retired Marine Colonel Brendan Kearney says missile commands have a critical mission that demands flawless leadership.
They're ones that have to be well looked after and have to be, out of necessity, intolerant of any incompetence at any level.
A leading human rights group accuses ISIS terrorists of kidnapping and beating more than 150 Syrian Kurdish children. Some of the victims were only 14 years old. Will the weekend snowstorm that cut power across Maine affect today's voting? Gail Rice with Central Maine Power hopes that won't be the case.
Actually, many of these polling places are in the parts of the communities that are restored first. They're generally in schools or in town offices.
Police in the San Francisco Bay Area are after whoever gave a plastic bag of crystal meth to an 8-year-old girl on Halloween. Her parents found it, and she's okay. With Saudi Arabia reportedly cutting prices to customers in this country, the price of oil has fallen to a 4-year low on world markets. It's trading at just under $77 a barrel. S&P futures are down 5 points just ahead of the opening on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
I'm Edward Holmes.